You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another KDWA In-Depth. This In-Depth is with the candidate show, and it has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee, and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employers. Employees will make that. I guess I would be the employer. We have in our studios today Melissa Milner. Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us and inviting us to come.
Well, let's start this out as how long have you been a Hastings resident?
So my husband and I moved here 25 years ago and bought a business. So we also celebrated 25 years in business this year and started the business and growing our business and started our family.
Well, congratulations on it, of course, Milner Chiropractic.
Yep.
I think I know you folks from when you first moved in.
Yes, I think so too. Absolutely.
Well, tell us all about your family and because you are part of District 200.
Yep. So we have four kids, and so far two of them have graduated and are currently in college. They are both doing wonderful and loving college. And we have two daughters yet. So one is age 14 and one is age 10.
Are they as athletic as the boys have been?
Well, if you would ask our 14-year-old daughter, she lettered as a 7th grader, so she's got bragging rights over the boys because she lettered sooner than her brother. So it depends on how you ask the question. But
so we haven't heard the last of the Milner children.
No, I don't think so. I think they're both going to give their all. Sophie actually loves soccer, so she's doing a lot of soccer right now, and Hannah did alpine ski and track, and so yeah, who knows what's to come yet?
Yeah, so good. Well, what is your, if just in case somebody doesn't know, but what is your current profession?
So I am a doctor of chiropractic specializing in the care of pregnant women, infants, and children.
Okay, and let's talk about your education.
Sure. So I did not graduate from here, as many people have. I graduated in 1992 from Triton in Dodge Center, Minnesota. I went to undergrad at the UW River Falls and then transferred to Northwestern Health Sciences University in Bloomington, where I earned my bachelor's in human biology as well as my doctorate in chiropractic. After graduating, I decided that I needed to do a little bit more training, so I went to another 3 years of training to achieve my diploma in chiropractic pediatrics from the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. And during all this, I worked a minimum of two jobs, most of the time three jobs, while going to school full-time to pay my way through school.
So you're not afraid to work?
I'm not afraid to work. And I'm a very good time manager because of that.
And this would fall into line with all the experiences you feel that you have that are relevant to bringing a qualified candidate for the position of a board member in School District 200.
Right. So I would say, due to my profession, I am a fantastic listener. That is really one of the most important qualifications of what we do is listening to what the patient's coming in with and what their needs are. I mean, a lot of times, you know, that just that initial listening gives us a good path of what we're going to do as a doctor. I'm a great communicator. I work with patients from all different demographics, backgrounds, walks of life. Obviously very young. My youngest adjustment has been on an hours old baby. And we actually have had patients in the office that have been over 100 years old. So every age in between. So that's very fun. But I especially have deep compassion for kids, and that's why I went on to get the diplomat in working with children, because you know, the reality is they're our future, and mm-hmm. we have to make sure they are well-rounded, healthy, good, you know, strong academically, everything. So kids have always been my passion. So I guess that kind of puts me in line for being a good board member, just putting that those kids as first and foremost. And then, of course, due to owning our own business, we have been very diligent about being fiscally responsible because for those of you who do own a small business, you know it's not easy. So we've had to be very cautious about how to spend money and how to keep it as well.
And it gets harder and harder every year, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
How about any organizations, church groups, volunteer groups, or previous council, board, committees, or commissions that you have served on?
Sure. I actually was on an organization. It wasn't called Student Council, but it could be equated to Student Council through my chiropractic schooling. And I've been an active volunteer when I can for my kids in their schools, their sports, their activities. So for instance, they've had panels and boards and stuff up at the high school to get kids to understand, like, what opportunities are there out there for them in different professions. And so I've done that a few times at the high school. I really enjoy that. And then I also served on the Spiral Natural Foods Board for, it's either 4 or 5 years. I can't remember for sure how long it was, and I didn't keep records of it. So,
okay. So why are you running for school board?
That's a great question. I actually thought about running in 2021. Again, just kind of seeing the trajectory of things and had thoughts of it. But unfortunately, during that time, I was still battling a very stubborn case of Lyme disease. And I had ups and downs. And I knew I wasn't up for probably the physical or mental rigor that being a good board member would require. So I've taken the time these last few years to observe a lot. I've asked a lot of questions. I've listened a lot. And a lot of people share stuff with us because, partially because of our profession, but our network and our groups and things like that. So obviously we've had two boys graduate from Hastings High School, and they both really, for the most part, had great experiences, great opportunities, and have adjusted to college very well due to being prepared. Unfortunately, due to our network of patients and teacher friends and our kids' friends and other sources, we're not so confident that the children in our district are still getting these fabulous experiences. I've heard some heartbreaking stories about bullying and behavior issues that go unresolved. Then really what sealed the deal was our daughter's 7th grade year last year. She came to us in October and asked to be transferred mid-year back to Pine Harbor Christian Academy, which is where she went from kindergarten through 4th grade. My first fear was that she too was being bullied and just hadn't told us, but she assured us she wasn't. She stated that she had straight A's in every class and wasn't even really trying. She thought the reason everything seemed too easy was because of all of the behavior challenges the teachers have to constantly battle, leaving them less education and teaching time. She said a lot of times they'll send a kid out of the class to go down to the office, and then they're back minutes later doing the same thing over and over and over. So obviously that put my radar up again, thinking, well, how many teachers are dealing with this? It's not okay, because there's kids there to learn. And some kids are already struggling, so when you put those sorts of issues in front of them, that leaves them falling further behind. So not only do you have the kids that want to be challenged not being challenged, but you have the kids that need maybe a little extra attention not getting that extra attention that they need, and that just leads for greater deficit all around. So when we first considered moving here 25 years ago, everyone told us what an amazing community Hastings was and that the schools were top in the state. I mean, people just raved constantly. We were destined to move here because of how much people just raved about this community and the schools, and that we would be so thankful to move here and raise our family here. So I'm now concerned, though, that currently in our district, only 53% of our students can read at grade level, 50% can complete math at grade level, and only 43% understand science at grade level per the Minnesota report card from the Minnesota Department of Education. Now, we still have amazing teachers in our district, so we need to handle the outside stressors so our teachers can get back to teaching, not only reducing their stress and burnout, but hopefully restoring their joy in why they became a teacher in the first place. The domino effect will be that our students will perform better, they'll be more eager to learn and engage, and will feel more confident about themselves and their ability. My goal in running is to help restore excellence.
You're listening to KDWA's in-depth program. We're Meet the Candidate. We want to remind you folks that this has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee, and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. And our guest is Melissa Milner. Melissa, what do you see are the main issues currently facing Hastings School District, and how would you plan to address them?
Okay, so first and foremost, I really believe that the behavior issues and the academic report card go hand in hand. We need to restore order in the classrooms, support our teachers and students so that everyone feels safe, welcome, and valued. We live in such a polarized time in our life that teaching our kids to respect others with opposing views is critical. But along with that is adults needing to learn the same thing. I actually came home from work on Monday, and a lot of times I'll just flip on Facebook and try and see what, you know, my friends have been up to for the weekend, what they did with their families. And I actually had a different experience this week. I learned a few interesting things about myself on Facebook that people I've never met before were saying about me, and I haven't exhibited an ounce of what they claim I am, but I found it super interesting to learn these new things about myself. So obviously I'm being sarcastic, but how are we to expect our kids to be accepting and respectful when we have adults in our community who aren't? I'm openly pleading on radio for the adults in our community to take a look inward and see what kind of example you are to the kids in our community. My dad drove bus in another district for 27 years, and I asked, why didn't you just stick it out for the magic 30 number? He stated that when kindergartners were coming on the bus openly using the F word at him and his hands were tied and he couldn't do a thing about it, he was done. He had kids cutting up seats in the back of his bus. He knew which seats were sat in by which kids, but yet nothing could be done about it. He said, I don't need that kind of stress in my life. So that district lost an excellent and caring bus driver. So getting back to basic respect, being responsible for your actions, and having consequences again. We have shortages in many roles throughout our district. Paras, teachers, bus drivers. As adults, we need to step up and be better, stronger role models for our kids. Discipline issues need to be handled, and all of our students and staff need to know what those rules are and what the consequences will be if not followed. I've heard lots of different things about bathrooms and whether bathrooms are locked in the schools because there's vaping in them, and actually kind of some worse things than vaping. I mean, these are things that concern me. There's kids that literally won't go to the bathroom all day because A, they're scared to go in them, or B, they're locked and they can't find one that's close and gives them enough time to get to classrooms. These are things that are not okay. So again, getting back to that behavior, that's going to help that upward trajectory for our academics. Then, as of March 22nd stats, we have 20% of the kids in our district that opt out of attending Hastings Public Schools. I hope to ascertain why, because as a taxpayer myself, I realize the more families that continue to leave, the less funding our school district has to work with, which unfortunately means we're going to get taxed higher.
We're going to pay for it, yes.
Right. And nobody wants that. So why are these families unhappy with ISD 200? Let's figure that out so we can fix the problems that are causing so many to leave. We learned in this last legislative session that there are approximately 65 new mandates for schools that were pushed through in bills, and many of them are considered unfunded. What that means is that our district will have to figure out how to fund them to get them implemented like the state has now required. Where's that money going to come from? We need people on this board who have budget experience and knowledge of how to find leaks in the bucket, because it's not all about bringing in more money. It's about keeping the money we have. And a huge piece of that is, why are these families leaving? Mm-hmm. We want them to feel happy and safe in this district.
Somebody somewhere knows that.
Yes.
We just don't.
Right.
And we need to.
I'm going to work on figuring that out.
Thank you.
Yes, of course.
What type of short-term and long-term goals would you set for your first time as a school board member?
Sure. So I would say I'm a lifelong learner. And so if our community elects me, honestly, I'm going to spend November and December studying. What is my role as a board member? What can I affect, and what is out of my hands? To me, knowledge is power, and I will learn all I can before taking the seat in January. Then, really, all the things we've talked about today, my desire is to make changes with all of those things. I'm not in this to take up space or run with any kind of political agenda. I'm here for the kids. As a business owner, I have employees, and the current testing stats have me concerned about who will I be hiring down the road? Who will be my doctor? Who will be my accountant? Who will be running our country? We need to turn the trajectory around and restore excellence. I have already met with past board members, teachers, building and maintenance workers, so I have some ideas, but I'm still gathering information so I can be the best board member possible for this district.
Are there any additional comments you wish to make? We have about 4 minutes or so.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank the overwhelming positive response when I announced my candidacy. I really don't think I've ever had that many likes or comments on a Facebook post in all of my time using social media. So that was very humbling and exciting for me. So thank you to all, and then all the sign requests and all of that. My biggest suggestion to all of Hastings is to come meet me at one of my upcoming meet and greets. I know there will be all kinds of information floating around from people on social media, mostly people who don't know me. So please don't take information on social media as truth. And that goes for all of us running. Take the time to come meet us. Ask us questions. Find out who you feel confident trusting big decisions with. Because I guarantee you, after looking at these new things coming down from the Minnesota government, there will be plenty of big decisions to make in these next few years ahead. Definitely choose wisely, and don't forget to vote on November 7th.
You bet. Melissa, how can folks get more information about you?
Sure. I have a Facebook page, which you can search for Melissa Milner for Hastings School Board. I have a website, www.melissamilnerisd200.com. And my email is melissamilner.isd200@gmail.com.
Okay. Any final thoughts or closing remarks?
No, I just wish all the candidates success in giving their best during this season, and I hope the community comes out and meets us all.
Okay. Well, Melissa, it's been fun.
Yeah.
A lot of information
coming in here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to KDWA's Meet the Candidate In-Depth, and this In-Depth with the Candidate show has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee, and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com.
We must live.